some people it is. So some of you will go, this is old hat Bill. You'll be yawning back there in the back row. I'm sure those of you where the lights are low, you'll be going in about 2 minutes. But maybe there'll be some new things here for you. There are three things I want to touch on tonight that I think make language learning in any context the same. Okay, the first is that no matter what the context, all acquisition is input dependent. I'm going to define some of these terms as we go. Some of these will be familiar to you, some of them won't. And Steve, if you were here, would like this one, of course. The second area I'm going to talk about is that all internal grammars, that is the mental representations we have of language, are constrained by universal grammar. Okay, now not everybody believes in universal grammar, I'll get to that later, but there are severe constraints on what we can do with language in our heads. And then the third point I want to talk about or touch on is that this internal grammar that we come up with, this thing in our head that we call language, is impervious. I know you're not going to like this. It's impervious to overt manipulation in the form of explicit instruction and correction. So a lot of the things we do as teachers really are very limiting in their effects. Okay, well, let's look at the first one, which is about acquisition being input dependent. Now, at some level, input is the primary initial ingredient, or if you want to call it a database, for the development of competence, however one wants to construe that competence. Here I want to talk about competence as that mental representation. In order for us to speak, read, write, understand language, we have to have some kind of idea about language in our heads. We have to have some grammar of that language. And grammar, in my mind, is a very broad term here. It includes everything from the lexicon, vocabulary, to syntax, to pragmatics, and so on. So I'm not just talking about, for example, you need to put a third person S on a verb when it's he. I'm not talking about that limit. I'm talking about a much broader perspective here on grammar. So we all have to have this kind of underlying competence for us to do anything with language. Now, this notion is absolutely fundamental and irretractable, if I could say that, across the board. Whatever theory anybody is working with in second language acquisition these days, this is absolutely undisputed. And we actually owe Steve Krashen bringing this to our attention. He and his cohorts back in Southern California in the 70s, when second language acquisition research actually got started in his contemporary guise. If you notice these names up here, White, Lydia White, 2003, Bill O'Grady, 2003, and Nick Ellis, 2003, these are three very, very different researchers in the sense they come from three very different theoretical perspectives. Lydia White works in universal grammar, which is basically a kind of syntactic theory. William O'Grady works, let me go to the other side first. Nick Ellis works in cognitive psychology, and he believes a lot in frequency-based theories for learning and what is called connectionism, which has no innate component. There's nothing about in your head that's language-specific. And Bill O'Grady is somewhere falls in the middle and says there's nothing language-specific about language learning. It falls under the same general mechanisms as learning in general, but he doesn't call it connections. It's not that kind of learning. So he's kind of in the middle. But what all three of these perspectives have in common, if you read their work, is that you can't learn anything unless you get input. Now, what do we mean by input? Everybody knows what input means, right? Yeah? Input is nothing more and nothing less than language that we hear or read. Language that we hear or read in context. Okay, it means language that has some kind of communicative purpose. No matter how minute or how small or incidental that communicative purpose is, that language that we're exposed to has to be meaning-bearing. It has to have a purpose of meaning exchange, or it's not input. It's something else, but it's not input.